6-5. The State Liners coming off a big series sweep of the Burlington Sock Puppets, who are chasing the Otterbots in the East. State Liners won on Sunday 7-6. Their defense has fanned out behind 6'3", 190-pound right-handed hurler Harold Baez. Baez, comparably to a lot of the other players in this league, has a lot of experience. He's 22 years of age. He will be making his third start tonight. He has a 3.38 ERA so far for Bristol over eight innings pitched. He's allowed 10 hits, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. And this will be Baez's fourth season in summer baseball. He spent 3 seasons in the Expedition League from 2019 to 2021. He was with the Casper Horseheads in Casper, Wyoming, also the Western Nebraska Pioneers in Gearing, Nebraska. So he is no stranger to summer baseball. He will be greeted by Johnny Pilla, the leadoff hitter for the Greenville Flyboys in this game. Time is 7:01 as we're about to have first pitch from Boyce Cox Field. Into the windup goes Baez, and he brings it to Pilla. The first pitch of the game is a called strike over the outside corner at 7:01 local time, just 1 minute past schedule. Rain has been off and on in Bristol all day. We are under cloudy skies here, temperatures holding in the low 70s. Baez delivers the 0-1. Big swing and a miss by Pilla, nothing in two. Temperatures expected to stay right around 70 degrees throughout the game. Skies are cloudy, drizzle is nearby. Official chances of rain about 50% throughout the game. So flip a coin. 0-2 to Pilla. This is outside. Winds are out of the west at about 10 miles an hour sustained, with a ballpark facing off to the southwest. That means that winds in general are blowing in from left to right. So we'll hurt the hitters a little bit in this game. Baez fans the black glove in front of his face and delivers the 1-2. And that pitch misses up and away to Johnny Pilla. 2-2 count. Pilla on the year, 9 for his first 34. He scored 9 runs as the leadoff hitter. He's whacked a couple of doubles. He's drawn 7 walks. Baez delivers the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Harold Baez strikes out Johnny Pilla to start the game. 6 strikeout for Baez this season and 1 down in the top of the first. The State Liners defense fans out behind him in their white tops, white pants, white lettering, red numerals for the State Liners. The State Liners is across the chest, and it is outlined in blue. There's some red in there as well. The numbers on the back in red, outlined in white. As Nick Barone bats here, first pitch to Barone. It's taken for a called strike. Called a strike by Marvin Sims, who has the plate. Will Ferguson, the field umpire. Joe Kinneberg, son of Bill Kinneberg, plays third base for the State Liners. 0-1 pitch to Barone, taken for a called strike, two. Nick Arias, the shortstop, Derek Cease, and Aries Gardner, the rest of the infield for Bristol from third to first. Nick Strong does the catching for Baez, who delivers an 0-2 pitch. Grounded foul, third base side by Barone. Trey Oblas, Jordan Austin, and Aiden Heberle from left to right in the outfield. Ballpark here that is also used by Virginia High School, which is nearby, Boyce Cox Field, home of the Bearcats, it says on the scoreboard out in left center, which is black with orange lettering. 0-2 to Barone is broken bat flare into left center field. That is going to find some green grass. So Barone shatters his bat, but he picks up his 15th hit of the season, and the Flyboys have their first base runner of the game. Could hear the bat crack from up here in the press box. Fence runs all the way around the field. In the outfield, it's about 25 feet high, so a continuation of kind of a trend in this league with really high fences. It's chain link all the way around. The American flag is whipping out in center field, whipping in from left to right. It's 400 to straightaway center, and the batter is Gavin Boyle. Pitch to Gavin. This is outside. Sign reads 345 to right center, 380 to left center, 330 down the left field line, 310 down the right field line, so a little bit more favorable for left-handed hitters, Boyce Cox Field is. 1-0 to Boyle. Big swing and a miss by the lefty. There's also a fence that runs behind home plate here. It sits up about 25 feet high. 1-1 from Baez and instead to first. Nick Barone gets dirty. Back into first base safely. No tag applied by Gardner. And the way that the press box is situated here in Bristol, it's about 20 feet up in the air, and we'll call it about 60 yards away from the pitcher's mound, give or take what you will. And the way it's situated, sitting up about fence height, and the distance it is back from the plate, foul balls can come in here. We have an open press box here. As my broadcast colleague Chris Mangum sits beside me and calls State Liners baseball. 1-1 pitch to Gavin Boyle. Barone starts and stops, and a swing and a miss by Boyle, who's down a ball and two strikes. And there are some scars in this press box from baseballs that have entered in. Right behind me in the wall that's about 6 feet from me, there's two huge holes in the wall from where baseballs have entered and smashed into the wall. So got to be heads up in here in Bristol. 1-2 pitch to Boyle. This is outside, two balls and two strikes. We're in the top of the first inning. State Liners and Flyboys. Nick Barone is on first with one out. Gavin Boyle is the batter. Boyle missed a significant portion of the beginning of the season with a hamstring injury, so he only has 11 at-bats. He's 2 for his first 11 and awaits a 2-2 pitch. Another pickoff, and Barone again kicks up dust over there. No tag applied by Gardner. Barone takes his lead off first. Takes a half step back toward the bag. Cease comes set. Brings it plateward. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and missed for a strikeout. Throw down to second. In time. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play here in the first inning. We are through one half innings from Boyce Cox Field. The Flyboys can't score in their turn. The State Liners will take their first turn next as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fans, when you come out to the ballpark, make sure to stop by our concession stands to get yourself a nice Juice Elm Hill hot dog. Elm Hill, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the first inning, State Liners and Flyboys. A strike him out, throw him out, double play. Ends the Flyboys top of the first, and now we move along to the bottom half as Jordan Austin, Tariq Freeney, and Nick Strong will be due up to start this game against Landon Williman. Landon will make his third start of the season here. He started the opening game of each week to this point for Greenville. Flyboys are 1-1 in games he starts. They lost on opening day 14-1 to the Doughboys, but a better game last time out with Williman on the mound as they beat the Axemen 13-4 last Tuesday. Williman delivers to Jordan Austin, and that pitch is at Austin's knees for strike one. Williman 6 feet tall, 200 pounds. A 21-year-old, as this one is sent in the air to shallow left field, should be playable for Austin Bode, who is over and catches it for out number one. Lazy fly ball starts the outing for Landon. Williman attends Bowling Green State University. He's a redshirt sophomore there. He throws a fastball at 91 to 92 miles an hour, a curveball, and a changeup, which he's trying to take some speed off. Tariq Freeney, the batter, steps out of the box, and the first pitch did not count, I don't think. Home plate umpire Marvin Sims kind of held up his hands. That was weird. Second pitch will count. It's popped up behind home plate. Avery Collins over near the State Liners dugout. That's the third base dugout, and he catches it for out number two. So regardless of what happened on the first pitch, Freeney is quickly out on the second. And quickly, two outs as Williman tries to work a lightning quick first inning here. Williman, a 6.48 ERA over his two games started. 8 2/3 innings pitched. He's allowed 6 earned runs. He's walked 3. He struck out 9. A .323 batting average against as Nick Strong steps in. Big right-handed catcher. And he takes a called strike. Strong, 11 for his first 30. .367. He's hit 1 homer. 3 runs, 4 RBIs for Strong. 0-1. Is off the plate. Make it 1-1. 1-1. This is down and in. 2 balls and a strike now to Nick Strong. Pitch to Strong is popped up on the infield again. Who wants this one? Center of the diamond. The entire Flyboys infield converges. And Wallace Clark, the shortstop, takes over to catch it and retire the side. A breezy, quick 1-2-3 inning for Landon Williman. We're through one complete from Bristol. No score, Flyboys and State Liners, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. You'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience. Both pitchers face the minimum in the first inning as we are through one inning scoreless here from Bristol, Virginia. Joel Dragu, Austin Bode, and Aiden Hill, the scheduled hitters in this inning for Greenville. They will take their hacks against Harold Baez, who will be back out for his second inning of work. His last relief toss has just been thrown down to second base by catcher Nick Strong, who will retie, or rather readjust, the guards over the top of his feet. Nick Strong will throw the mask over his face and crouch behind the plate. Joel Dragu will step into the right-handed batter's box, and we are ready for inning number two. Baez delivers inside to Joel Dragu. Dragu 10 for his first 37 this year, a .270 average for Joel, 5 runs, 9 RBIs for Dragu, who gets the slot in the cleanup role. A 3-game hitting streak for Dragu working, and a check swing, and he did go around 1-1 on Joel Dragu. Dragu has walked 7 times. He struck out 11 times through 2 weeks of Appy League play. 1-1 off Dragu's fist and over the Flyboys dugout, out of play. Baez climbs back up on the hill. Will go into his windup. Kick his left leg and bring the 1-2, which Dragu takes a half-hearted swing at and gets a little piece of wood on it to stay alive. Dragu played in all 55 games for his career, had this year, started 53 of them. The only Baez attends Pittsburgh State as a member of the Mid-American Intercollegiate Athletic Association. Dragu slaps this ball to left field pretty well on the run, and not getting it is Trey Oblas. So Joel Dragu will head to second with a leadoff double. That ball was turned on by Dragu, who collects his fourth two-bagger of the season. First runner in scoring position for Greenville in this game. And a chance for Austin Bode now. Talked to Mickey Tettleton, the Flyboys hitting coach, on Sunday. And although this is not the situation he was referring to, he said that his biggest disappointment in the Flyboys hitters to start the year was the inability to get runners in from third with less than two outs. Bode bats now with a runner on second and nobody out, takes way high. But I would think that he would echo the sentiment that you want to get the runner over here and give yourself that opportunity with a runner on third and less than two outs. So Mickey and the Flyboys will hope Bode can accomplish that. He's three for his first 13. 1-0 to Bode is taken for a called strike. Bode was not on the team for the extended four-game road trip where they split series in Bluefield and Danville, as he was dealing with a family member that passed away. So Bode back with the team now. And away to 1-1. Swing and a ground ball out to first. He will move the runner over. Gardner will take it to the bag himself. Productive out for Austin Bode. That's what I was talking about. He moves Dragu over to third. And one out for Aiden Hill. Mickey did certainly credit the hitters for what he said was their hard work ethic, and he said that there's no complaints as far as how hard these hitters work. They put in the reps, he said, but just got to get a little bit more consistent contact with a situation like this. Runner on third, less than two outs, infield back for Aiden Hill, who takes outside. Left-handed bat of Aiden Hill, struggling early on, three for his first 30, an even 100 average. He has knocked in three runs. He scored three times. He plays really good plus defense in center field. 1-0 to Hill. This is outside again. Two balls and no strikes. Flyboys sport their navy blue uniforms, blue tops, gray pants, red lettering, and numerals outlined in white. It's their traditional road set with Greenville across the chest in red. Hill ahead 2-0. Baez from the windup delivers, and that ball is smacked out to second. Aiden Hill gets the job done. Couple of ground balls following a double, and Greenville strikes first in the second. They lead 1-0. Joel Dragu scores from third. That is his sixth run of the year. Credit Aiden Hill with his fourth RBI of the season, and now Wallace Clark will be the batter. Clark, the switch hitter, batting left against the righty. Three for his first 19, pitch to Clark. This is outside, so there you go. Just like that, Flyboys offense productive with a leadoff double. Couple ground balls to the right side of the infield. That's all you need to score a run. As Mickey said, free RBIs. Don't know if I'd go that far, but get what he's saying. 1-0-2, Clark misses upstairs, 2-0. Can be so frustrating for a team and an offense in general when you can't capitalize on those opportunities. Can kind of snowball on itself, and one guy strikes out, then all of a sudden three or four guys are striking out in those situations. 2-0 to Clark. This is down and away quickly, 3-0 on the University of Oklahoma product Wallace Clark. But it can go the other way as well, as the Flyboys have been much better in those situations the last few games. And it can be contagious getting those runners in from third. 3-0 pitch to Clark. Swing and a high fly ball, foul territory, left side. And that one will reach the first row of elevated seats and bounce over them onto the hill, which sits back there. A couple of kids are running around down there. Bullpens are exposed here down both lines at Boyce Cox Field. Again, Virginia High School also plays here. So high school field and a summer collegiate field. 3-1 pitch to Clark. Taken outside, ball four. Second base runner of the inning for Greenville. They've already scored one time. And Clark will reach first with two outs. First walk of the game issued by either side. Another switch hitter, Avery Collins, will be next. He will, of course, also bat from the left side against the righty. Collins 3 for his first 22. He has hit a home run. That was back at Pioneer Park. Pitch to Collins. This is outside. Longest road trip of the year for Greenville. A 6-game road trip. And I said at the beginning, if they can just go 3-3 on this stretch, that would be really good. Going and being over the road for 4 days. And then coming to the State Liners, which are a good team. 1-0 to Avery Collins stays up and away, 2-0. Good start. They're 2-2. You split here, or maybe get greedy and get a sweep against the State Liners. Finish up 3-3 or 4-2. Either one would be really good. Collins ahead, 2-0. Pitch from Baez. Lifted out of play, off to the left. Collins with a healthy hack. American flag continues to blow in from left to right. The wind whipping around at about 10 miles an hour. No sign of rain yet. It was drizzling just a bit when we came here. They had some rain earlier in the day. And we hope to remain rain-free for the rest of it. 2-1 to Collins. Tapped foul at first. That'll be fielded by Gardner on a backhand, but it's in foul territory. Baez will rub off the baseball a little bit, try to get some grip on it. Stretch out his arms. Toe the rubber with his right foot. His left foot stands parallel in front of it, pointed toward the third base dugout. Righty sets it, taps his left leg a few times, now kicks it, and brings outside to Collins, full count. Wallace Clark will get a head start here. With a payoff pitch coming and two outs. He's still held on by Gardner. Small lead for Wallace. And now time called by Collins as Baez was staring in for a long time. Avery will step out, then back into the left-handed batter's box. Runner will go. And here comes the 3-2. Grounded foul. Collins with a good fight in this sequence. Collins will see a seventh pitch in the sequence. One to nothing Greenville, top of the second, two outs. 3-2 to Collins. Lifted out of play, off to the left. Avery will see an eighth pitch. Aries Gardner, Trey Oblas, Joe Kinneberg, 4-5-6, due up for Bristol. In the bottom of the second. Baez checks on Clark at first and delivers another payoff. Outside ball four, Avery Collins with a well-earned walk. He will trot down to first. Clark will go down to second, back-to-back. Free passes issued by Baez, and now two on and two out for nine-hole hitter Tristan Ellis. University of Minnesota for Ellis, but first we will get a meeting at the mound as pitching coach Ted Power is out to talk to Baez and catcher Nick Strong. Power sports a black coat-like. White pants for Power, who's wearing same cap that his State Liners are. That's the red cap with the white B on the front. Brief meeting as Power is done talking to Baez. He just crossed the chalk and heads back to the third base dugout. Batter is Tristan Ellis, University of Minnesota, second baseman in this game. 4 for his first 28. He struck out 13 times. Got a little bit frustrated on the 4-game over-the-road trip. Broke his bat following a strikeout. He bats here. and swings and misses. I think Tristan might just be pressing just a bit too much. He's not necessarily a power hitter. He can hit for power, but really his game is put the ball in play and use the speed. Go gap to gap. A 1 to him. He is cued down the third baseline. That's a foul ball to the left of Flyboys manager Dennis Cook down there. Cook's having a laugh down there. Stateliners dugout giving him a little bit of grief early on. O-2 pitch to Tristan Ellis. Grounded foul. That'll be a chance for Akeem Maynard, who can't make the play. It's under his left hand and down the right field line. Come on, Akeem. Got to bend your knees to get down to that baseball, man. He'll go pick it up and toss it back into the first base dugout, where the Flyboys hang over the railing. Their team leading 1-0 here in the top of the second. Another 0-2 pitch to Ellis. And that pitch is taken letter high for ball one. The lights are on here at Boyce Cox Field. Four lights in the outfield and a couple down either line. As we are under mostly cloudy skies, but luckily for the moment, rain-free skies. 1-2 pitch to Ellis. That one stays high. Tried to snap off a breaking ball, but it never broke, so 2-2. Sixth batter of the inning, Tristan Ellis, with one in and two on and two out. Deuces wild, a 2-2 pitch. Taken outside, full count on Ellis. As Tristan tries to become the third straight Flyboys base runner to reach via base on balls. Baez came into this outing with just two walks in his first eight innings and two games started, but already two walks here in the second inning and a ball away from throwing his third. Runners will get a head start. The payoff, swing and a miss. Baez rallies to strike out Tristan Ellis and in the top of the second inning, but it's a productive second inning for Greenville. Joel Dragu scores the game's first run. And the Flyboys lead 1-0 as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade, have a high customer return rate, and are BBB accredited. Give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
Second, Greenville leads Bristol 1-0. As Landon Williman will be back out for the bottom of the second here. Williman with a lightning quick first inning. He threw 7 pitches, 5 strikes, and recorded 3 outs. Perfect 1-2-3 first, and now Aries Gardner will be the batter, the cleanup hitter Gardner. 5 runs, 4 RBIs for Aries. And he takes ball one. 2 doubles for Gardner. 7 walks, 6 strikeouts. He sports a pink bat. And takes a pitch that just missed. Avery Collins held that in his hand for a long time. So he was trying to make Marvin Sims call it a strike. He did not. 2-0. Misses downstairs 3-0. Williman works quickly. And it worked in the first inning, but here he's gone 3-0 to Aries Gardner. The pitch, high ball four. So a quick three outs in the first inning and a quick walk here to lead off the second. The defense behind Landon Williman reads like this: Austin Bode, Aiden Hill, Joel Dragoo from left to right in the outfield. Johnny Pillow, Wallace Clark, Tristan Ellis, Nick Barone from third to first on the infield. Avery Collins is the catcher. Batter now is Trey Oblas, 3-0-3 for Oblas to start the year. First pitch to him, there's a strike, first one in the bottom of the second. Oblas attends the Utah. Does Oblas, same school as Kai Wagner, and the pitch to him misses outside. 1-1. No games for Oblas at Utah so far. 1-1. This is outside 2-1. 6'4", 210. Big left-handed hitter Trey Oblas. Oblas just 19 years of age. 2-1 is cued off the end of his bat foul. It's black bat for Oblas. Red batting gloves and a red shin guard protecting his front right shin. Black Under Armour shoes for Trey. 2-2. And Oblas spoils this one. Aries Gardner, the first base runner of the game for the State Liners, is over at first, held on by Nick Barone, getting a start at first in this game. Very small lead for Gardner. Another 2-2. Outside, three balls and two strikes now. Williman in danger of walking the first two hitters here in the bottom of the second. Payoff. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side. Ellis had to range a long way, and he can't get it. And now heading to third is going to be Aries Gardner. So a picture-perfect hit and run on a 3-2 count puts runners on the corners. How about that? That ball was placed perfectly by Trey Oblas, who filled the vacant hole on the right side with Tristan Ellis going to cover second base with the runner from first going. Ellis did a really good job just to get over there and keep the ball on the infield, but with Aries Gardner running, he was unable to prevent him from getting to third. So corners in for Greenville. Now Barone will back up and cover first, and the first pitch to Kenneberg is popped up foul out of play. Runner Oblas was taking off from first on that play. Gardner on third, Oblas on first, nobody out, bottom of the second inning. Flyboys lead the State Liners 1-0. Joe Kenneberg, son of Bill Kenneberg, the State Liners manager, is at the plate. Right-hander is 11 for his first 33, 9 runs, 7 knocked in for Kenneberg, who attends Newman. Pickoff attempt here at first base, and diving back in safely is Oblas. One to Kenneberg. Broken bat flare. That one is going to be caught, though. Now dropped by Tristan Ellis. And they're going to say that that was intentionally dropped by Ellis, trying to swap base runners. So that is going to be a pop-out for Joe Kenneberg. One down. That was an interesting choice by Ellis. Kenneberg, at least from the naked eye, looks like he'd be faster than Oblas. As first pitch to Nick Arias is taken low. So nonetheless, it is a pop-out for Kenneberg. Runners on first and third, one out. Big first out. Double play would end the inning now. 1-0 pitch to Arias and instead to first. Williman has a good pickoff move. He's picked off a couple runners already this year. He turns quickly and fires to first base. But Oblas back in. Another pickoff. This one was kind of a quick pick, but Oblas back in standing up. No pickoff limits in the Appalachian Baseball League. No pitch clock. 1-0-2. Arias, runner goes from first, pitches outside, throw down to second, is going to skip behind Ellis, but nice backup play by Wallace Clark to prevent the ball from getting into center field and prevent Gardner from scoring from third. So it's a stolen base for Oblast, takes away the double play. Runners at second and third. Corners remain in for Greenville. Middle infield playing back. They will concede the run. 2-0 to Arias. Swung on and lifted out to right field. Dragu is over. That should be deep enough to tie the game. Dragu catches it, and his throw is going to be up the line. Both runners tag. Gardner scores to tie the game at one. Trey Oblast to third. And now a 1-1 game. So the Flyboys manufacture a run, and then the State Liners manufacture a run. Both teams trade one spots here in the second inning. Flyboys still not out of the mess, though, with Oblast on third and two outs. Aiden Heberle, the batter. First pitch to Heberle. This is up and into the righty. Heberle leads the team in average at 412, 7 for his first 17. 5 runs, 2 knocked in. And the next pitch to him is right there for strike one. One-one. Right down the middle, 1-2. Heberle attends Missouri. Same school as Jack Mosh. They were chatting before the game. OPS 1-1-7-1 for Heberle. That leads the State Liners as well. 1-2 pitch to him. Up and in. Check swing, and well, Ferguson says no swing as Heberle did not go around there. Landon Williman working from the windup with a runner on third and two outs. The 2-2 pitch is nubbed out to second. Ellis charges, gloves it, throws to first to end the inning, but the State Liners tie it. Here in the second inning, they score one run on one hit. No errors, one man left on base. We're through two complete from Bristol. It's a tie game as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Imagine a lady who wouldn't give up her seat on the bus. A TV host who wanted to be your neighbor. Or an inventor whose 10,000 failures didn't stop him. These vivid images all share the same caption, inspiration. These people just did their best, and they inspire us. Now, what will you do to inspire others? Inspiration is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations recommended. Call 423-787-7500. Top of the third inning from the Tennessee-Virginia State line. Bristol, top of the order, due up for Greenville in the top of the third as we are tied at one. State Liners and Flyboys, Harold Baez back out for the third inning. Johnny Pilla, the batter, first pitch to Pilla, is grounded softly out to second. Charging play by Derek Cease, he throws across his body. And a nice play by Derek Cease to retire the speedy Johnny Pilla for out number one. Derek Cease was quick to the punch there on a slow roller that was just to the right of the pitcher's mound. And a fast runner in Pilla. Nick Barone, the batter now. Nick Barone is riding a 5-game run streak. He scored a run for Greenville in 5 straight games, so that's impressive. Stands in with his yellow batting gloves and awaits the first pitch. He bangs it out to short on a couple of hops to Arias. He almost loses his balance, but he maintains it and throws out Barone. Nick Arias on a perhaps a bit of a slick field that's taken some water today. Almost lost his footing out there, but he was able to kind of raise up his arms and maintain his balance and throw on the money to Gardner for out number two. So quickly two outs as Gavin Boyle's the batter now. We'll see if he swings at the first pitch. He does not, and it's a called strike. Gavin Boyle struck out swinging his first time up. He awaits the fourth pitch of the inning and takes that one right there for strike two. Like maybe an off-speed pitch that time from Baez. O-2 pitch to Boyle. That one is banged to first. That is an unfriendly hop for Gardner over there. He tries to recover and flip to first, but he can't in time. So Gavin Boyle is going to reach on a tough luck hop for Gardner. Imagine that's going to be scored an E3. Kind of got the in-between hop there and tried to block it with his big frame over there. He did so successfully, but when he blocked it, it skipped into foul territory. And with Boyle hustling down the line, he was able to beat the wrap. So it is a base runner here in the third inning for Greenville that is scored an E3, first error of the game for either side. Cleanup hitter Joel Dragoo, he scored the only run for Greenville to this point. Leadoff double in the second and scored on an RBI ground out from Aiden Hill. First pitch to Dragoo is fouled straight back. Flyboys in the middle of a six-game road stand. They are 2-2 so far, split with the Ridge Runners and the Otterbots. They will head back home on Thursday for the start of a five-game homestand. Be a ton of fun from Pioneer Park. 0-1 to Dragoo is popped straight up in the air. It is in foul territory. It is nearing the fence, and catcher Nick Strong has just enough room right in front of the fence. So a two-out error, but nothing else for Greenville in the top of the third. We're off to the bottom of the third. Flyboys 1, Stateliners 1, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
East Tennessee State University provides innovative, unique, and engaging hands-on learning opportunities. When you live on campus, these opportunities are just outside your door. You'll also be steps away from classes, on-campus events, dining, and entertainment. You'll never strike out because there's always something to do and new friends to meet at ETSU. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Bottom of the third, Flyboys 1, Stateliners 1 from Bristol. As 9-1-2 will be scheduled here for Bristol in the third inning. Derek sees his first, and Landon Williman fires to him. He fouls that one straight back. It's off the baseboards underneath the netting here. It's a netting that is held up by some fence posts behind the plate. Chain link fence out in the outfield. The American flag still whipping out there. 0-1. And that is a breaking pitch from Williman. The curveball that catches the corner for strike two. Landon said he's trying to work on his changeup this summer. 0-2 pitch to Cease. Misses high. He mostly throws fastball and curveball because he says his changeup is just a little too fast. He's trying to get a deeper grip on the baseball and make it more of an off-speed pitch. 1-2. He works from a lightning pace, and it's another curveball that stays high. 2-2. So we'll see if he breaks it out at all. 2-2 is banged out to short. Wallace Clark has that on a few hops, and he shows off his arm to throw out the speedy Derek Cease for out number one.
Right at the time of the batting order for the Stateliners, center fielder number
Good outing for Williman so far. Perfect first inning. He ran into some trouble in the second, but only allowed a walk and a single. Bristol was able to manufacture that first run with some nifty base running by Gardner on a hit and run and a sacrifice fly. Top of the order again, and Jordan Austin, the batter. First pitch to Jordan is off his knuckles, and that's toward the press box, but off to the left of it. Again, this press box is in the target zone, if you will, for foul balls that come straight back. 0-1. This is inside, 1-1. I don't have my gloves, so we're going to do everything we can to protect the MacBook and the broadcast if a baseball comes in here. 1-1. Called strike, 1-2. Austin skied out to left field to start the bottom of the first inning. 1-2. Just missed the outside corner. Twin Cities here, Tennessee and Virginia, both have a Bristol in them. 2-2. Stays high, 3-2 on Jordan Austin. In fact, if you go down to the Main Street area, the double yellow line that runs down the middle actually is the state line as well. So you can have some fun and be in Tennessee and Virginia at the state time at the same time. Down on Main Street, 3-2 is hit on the ground to first. That's going to be fielded by Barone over there. He'll take it to the bag himself. A couple of ground outs here in the bottom of the third. Two down. Of course, we're also close to West Virginia, Kentucky, and North Carolina. So kind of a center point here, Bristol, Virginia, and Tennessee. Batter is Tariq Freeney, and he takes low for ball one. One and one. Willeman takes no time in between pitches as he sets on the rubber. The only thing that's stopping him now is Freeney, who stepped out of the box. But as soon as Tariq steps back in, Willeman gets the sign he wants, goes into his windup, and delivers. Big swing and a miss. That might have been the changeup that time from Landon. Looked pretty good. He toes the rubber with both feet pointing in general toward home plate. Very close together. He starts his left foot, then his right foot, kicks his left leg, and brings the 1-2, which is a little flare into center field, but Aiden Hill has a beat on that to his left and catches it to retire the side. Second 1-2-3 inning of the game produced by Landon Willeman. He completes the third inning. Flyboys 1, State Liners 1, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleagueBaseball.com.
Pass it on. Here's a short quiz. Who won Best Actress last year? Who won the World Series 2 years ago? And finally, name your favorite teacher. Pass it on. Now, I'm guessing that the last question was the easiest. Why is that? Because that person made a difference in your life. So, go ahead and make a difference. Because making a difference is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Hey fans, Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. Since 2012, Wicked Weed has been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at a local retailer.
Top of the fourth, the first third of this game goes by pretty quickly. These teams deadlocked at 1-3. As Harold Baez is back out for the fourth, he will be tasked with facing Austin Bode, Aiden Hill, and Wallace Clark. So far for Baez, pretty good. He's, of course, allowed the one run. He's kept the ball on the ground for the most part. Five ground outs, no flyouts for Baez. He did allow a double by Joel Dragoo. And that was hit hard in the air out to left. Single by Barone was a little flare. Couple of walks. Austin Bode will lead off here. Right on left. Righty Baez into the windup. Pitch to Bode. taken outside. Bode grounded out to first base. His first time up in the second inning. It was a productive out, though. He moved Dragoo from second to third, and Dragoo scored on a subsequent ground out. So good a bat for Bode his first time, even though it'll show up in the box score as 0-for-1, and now it'll show up in the box score as 1-for-2, as Bode scorches that one into left field. Solid single for Austin, and a leadoff runner aboard here for Greenville in the fourth. Aiden Hill was the man with that RBI ground out. Lone RBI in the game for Greenville so far for Hill. That'll be an AB that gets him going. Bode has one stolen base this season. He'll be held on first by Gardner. He'll take a short lead. Add a half step to it. Pitch will be delivered to Hill. He shows bunt and he puts it down the third base line, but it squirts foul. If that ball was fair, that would have been not a sacrifice for Hill. That would have been a base hit for Aiden. With Kinneberg playing pretty far back, he had that beat out for sure, but put a little bit too much side spin on it, and it spun to the left of the chalk on the third base side. Cook will give the signs out again as the third base coach. Third baseman Kinneberg will play a bit more in now and kind of have his weight shifted toward the plate, ready to charge in if Hill tries to bunt again. He does not, and he takes high for ball one. Cloudy night, but glad to be playing baseball. It's not pouring down rain. Rain has already affected some of the Appalachian League in this game. Pickoff and Bode back in with the dive. The Doughboys and River Turtles were postponed. They will play a doubleheader tomorrow. The Ridge Runners and the Sock Puppets also postponed due to unsettled weather around the league. Three games in progress, though, including this one. 1-1 to Hill is a swing and a miss. Hill was way late on that fastball, swung when it was in the mitt of Strong. The Otterbots are starting a two-game series against the Axemen and Kingsport. They trail 1-0 in the top of the second. The Whistle Pigs trail the River Riders 2-4. That game in the top of the third. 1-2 pitch to Aiden Hill is off the end of his bat, a foul ball. 1-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. As well-traveled Harold Baez continues here in the fourth. Fourth year in summer baseball for Harold Baez. Can't say that about very many players in this league. Another 1-2 pitch to Hill. Taken outside. Can see the clouds overhead moving right to left. Winds are coming out of left field and blowing in from that direction. Pretty calm right now, but the flag is still moving. 2-2 to Hill. It is hit hard out to right field. That one is smashed by Hill. Heverly back. That ball is a home run. Aiden Hill gets a hold of one and sends it over the right center field fence. He puts Greenville in front again as the Flyboys now lead 3-1. That ball jumped off the bat of Aiden Hill, got out of here in a hurry again. The fences are tall here, probably 20 to 25 feet. Didn't know if he got it high enough, but he did. So give Aiden Hill his second and third RBIs of the game, his fifth and sixth of the season. He scores Austin Bode for the fourth time. He scores himself for the fourth time. Still nobody out, of course, for Wallace Clark. Attaboy, Aiden. First pitch to Wallace. Misses outside. One out to Clark. Is straight up the chute. Left side of the infield, who wants it? It is going to be the third baseman, Joe Kinneberg, who makes the catch about waist high for the first out of the fourth inning.
for the Flyboys. Number 8, the catcher, Avery Collins.
Jump to the plate here. Collins walks in his last appearance.
Collins walked his first time up. Switch hitter batting from the left side, and he smokes one out to right field, but on a line for Heberle, who retreats to his left and makes the catch. So hard contact for Collins, but he's out number two. Tristan Ellis, the batter now. First pitch to Ellis. And that pitch taken downstairs. First home run on the road for the Flyboys this year, as they had just three home runs coming into this one. One of those was an inside-the-park home run. Haven't been too good on the road. Greenville just 2-5 on the road to start the season, and Ellis takes up and away 2-0. To Ellis, and that pitch is off the end of his bat, back to the netting, a foul ball. These two teams at the bottom of the Appalachian League in home runs coming into this game, just 3 for both, but now that tie is a tie no more with Aiden Hill's home run to right center field. Ellis ahead 2-1. Baez into the windup, the pitch. Piss misses up and away, 3 balls and a strike. Nobody warming down the left field line for Bristol with the exposed bullpens, but that might change pretty soon as Baez's pitch count is up to 66. Landon Williman has only thrown 43 pitches through 3 innings. 3-1 pitch to Ellis. Swing and a miss. Ellis chased something up and away. And he's looking skyward as he knows that that was probably ball 4. Marvin Sims signals the count, which is 3-2. The payoff. And that one is scorched out of play. That one will bounce out of the park. Unfortunately, there is a fence down there on the hill, which guards the ballpark ground. So, fortunately, a youngster over there won't be able to pick up that one. He'll continue to chuck rocks over at that fence. He's not happy that he didn't get that foul ball. Payoff to Ellis. Outside, ball 4. So Tristan Ellis works a walk. Third walk of the game issued by Harold Baez. And now a 2-out base runner. And the top of the order back up with Johnny Pilla. Pilla so far 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Baez to Pilla. This is outside. The even innings have not been nice to Harold Baez. He gave up the run in the second. Now 2 runs here in the fourth. Faced the minimum in the first inning. And only 1 runner reached in the third. That was via air. 1-0 to Pilla. Misses outside 2-0. Ellis takes his lead from first, held on by Gardner. Baez sets and brings the 2-0. That pitch looked pretty good from here, but apparently missed low maybe. 3-0 to Johnny Pilla. As Baez is in danger of walking back-to-back hitters for the second time in this game. See if Pilla has the green light here, 3-0. We'll never know. Pitch is way outside. Ball 4. 4-pitch walk to Johnny Pilla. We'll put runners on first and second with 2 down here in the fourth. Flyboys lead 3-1 thanks to an Aiden Hill laser shot over the right center field wall. Just to the left of the final stadium light here at Boyce Cox Field. There's a road that runs out back there, but it's protected by a hill, so that ball banks somewhere off that hill. Batter now is Nick Barone. He's one for two. Pitch to Barone. Big swing and a miss. Barone was looking for fastball and got something off speed, so was way ahead of it and lunging out across the plate. One. And that one is fouled back. Ellis getting a big secondary lead off the second base bag. Derek Cease, the second baseman. Nick Arias, the shortstop, aren't hounding him too much. Gardner is not holding on Johnny Pilla at first base, so a gapper could score two here. Count, though, is 0-2 on Barone. And he lifts this one softly down the right field line. Long run for Heberle. He dives. That is a fair ball. And it's going to be down in the corner. One run's going to score. Rounding third is Johnny Pilla. He's going to score. Coming to third is Nick Barone. He placed that ball perfectly. It's a two RBI triple. And Greenville leads 5-1. That ball was not hit hard by Barone at all. But it was hit really softly down the right field line. Heberle did everything he could do to catch it, but his sprawling effort was not rewarded. The ball got behind him, got all the way into the corner, and by the time he dug it out, Ellis and Pilla had easily scored from second and first. Barone was into third with a triple, so he extends his team lead in RBIs. Barone now with 13 RBIs on the year. Chases home Johnny Pilla for the 10th time. Tristan Ellis scores his fourth run of the year. Meeting on the mound between Nick Strong and Harold Baez. And now finally there is some action down the left field line with some white uniforms down there stirring around. Somebody's going to get ready here in the fourth as Greenville has sent seven to the plate. They've scored four times. Gavin Boyle, the batter now with two outs and a runner on third. And he takes outside. Inning started with a leadoff single and a home run by Aiden Hill, pop out and a line out, but then back-to-back walks and Barone made Baez pay with a triple. 1-0 to Boyle. One misses high. Second triple of the season for Nick Barone. Kevin Boyle also has a triple this year. He's 0-2 in this game with a strikeout. He also reached on an error by first baseman Gardner. He's ahead 2-0. Baez back into the windup with a man on third. The pitch. Fouled straight back. Good cut by Gavin Boyle. That one was about 10 feet up on the netting. See some houses just beyond the right center field wall after you get that hill and that road up there. Some residences. About 600 feet away from home plate. 2-1 pitch to Boyle. And he lost his bat. Look out down there. Joel Dragu in the on-deck circle almost took that one as Boyle tossed that bat away, and it landed on top of the netting about 10 to 15 feet high and then came down and tried to catch Dragu where he is in the on-deck circle near the first base dugout. Dragu luckily was heads up and able to scurry out of the way. So Boyle will reapply the sticky stuff. Seen that happen a few times this year already with guys chucking bats. Goal is to hit the ball a long way, not to throw your bat a long way. Two-two pitch to Boyle. Swung on and hit high in the air to center field, playable. Jordan Austin has it measured up. And he catches it to retire the side, but not before. Greenville sends eight men to the plate. They score four runs on three hits, no errors, and one man left on base. To the bottom of the fourth, Greenville now with a 5-1 lead as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
In Alabama, the recycling industry employs nearly 11,000 men and women. Recycling just 10% more would create an additional 1,400 jobs and $66 million in personal income. To learn about recycling opportunities in your area, contact the Alabama Environmental Council. Recycling works in Alabama. Brought to you by the Alabama Environmental Council, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hit a home run when you find your fit at East Tennessee State University. Our Buccaneer family makes it easy for you to connect with others and get involved. You can take part in on-campus activities like concerts and game nights, and you'll have access to university resources that allow you to knock your academic goals out of the park. Learn more when you visit etsu.edu. Bottom of the fourth, four-run fourth for Greenville as they now lead the state Liners 5-1. Landon Willeman back to work. His first pitch to Nick Strong is banged on the ground to short. Wallace Clark charges and shows off his gun again. Man, he really whips it over there from shortstop and third base, and a 6-3 putout of Nick Strong. These quick outs just keep coming for Landon Willeman. Flyboys have still yet to have a starter go more than 4 1/3 innings this year. They haven't had a starter go 5 innings yet, so no starters have been able to qualify for a win yet. Willeman might have a chance to change that as he's just at 44 pitches through 3 1/3. Aries Gardner the batter, and he takes the ball outside with his pink bat. It's always interesting to see those different colored bats, like the one that Gardner has now. He's not swinging it here, as that is a generous strike given to Landon Willeman. Blake Guerin sported the turquoise bat for the Ridge Runners. He unfortunately broke it, though, as Gardner fouls that one away. A ball and two strikes now. So hopefully Gardner will have a little bit better luck, at least in terms of not breaking his bat. Of course, Flyboys don't want him to get any hits or have any production with it, but it looks cool. Something to talk about. Willeman from the windup, the 1-2. That one bounces up there in the right-handed batter's box and stopped over there by Collins. Gardner walked and scored in the second inning. 2-2 to him. Strike three called, bottom of the zone. First strikeout for Landon Willeman in this game. Quickly two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Landon Willeman so far has already worked two perfect innings out of three. Looking for his third as he's retired the last eight men in order. Trey Oblas the batter now. Only hit in this game for the State Liners came off the bat of Oblas, and he takes outside. Oblas another lefty in this game, 1-0. There's the curveball outside for strike one. Willeman looks really comfortable out there. He's throwing his fastball. Well, he's throwing his curveball in any count that he wants to. 1-1, this is the fastball. And that one misses. A good try by Collins to try to frame it, but called ball two. We've seen him mix in that changeup, and it does look better. It does look more off speed. 2-1, a curveball is crushed to right. Trey Oblas. Oh, my. That ball almost was on the street. Trey Oblas with a long home run to right field. And he brings the State Liners to within three. It's now 5-2. That was a hanger that time from Landon Willeman. Curveball that turned into a bomb ball for Trey Oblas. Give Oblas his second home run of the year. These teams now tied again in home runs with four apiece. And now Joe Kinneberg, the six-hole hitter. First pitch to Kinneberg is lifted out of play off to the right. There is somebody out there that's patrolling the grounds beyond the fence. He just climbed up that hill, which has a lot of growth. And he's going to pick up that baseball, which is, again, he just missed the road, which that's a long way. 0-1 is a broken bat One hopper out to third, fielded by Pilla. His throw is dropped at the first base bag. No, was not dropped. It was dropped, but apparently on the transfer, says Will Ferguson. So it is going to be a 5-3 put out of Joe Kinnenberg in the end of the fourth inning. Trey Oblas with a long home run here, but his team still trails. It's 5-2 Flyboys as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
As an educator, Mr. Nelson's teachings are still being quoted in school.
Education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world.
Mr. Nelson taught hope.
Everyone can rise above their circumstances if they are dedicated and passionate.
And giving our best efforts.
It's always impossible until it's done.
Mr. Nelson Mandela's teachings not only united a nation, they inspire us today. Inspiration. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. This boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. The General Morgan Inn is the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Plan your visit now by calling 423-787-1000. Top of the fifth. So far, so good for the Flyboys as they lead the State Liners 5-2. New pitcher for Bristol, Gage Allen, is taking over for Harold Baez. Baez went four innings, five hits, five earned runs. He gave up a home run to Aiden Hill. Four walks, three strikeouts for Harold, who gives way to Gage Allen. Gage Allen from Auburndale, Florida, a 6'3", 180-pound right-handed hurler who attended Auburndale High School in Auburndale, Florida. Attended Polk State College. He is transferring to Bethune-Cookman. And so far for the season for Gage Allen, here are his numbers. Two appearances and even 9.00 ERA. Three innings pitched, three hits, four runs, three of them earned. Five walks, three strikeouts, over 16 batters faced. So Gage Allen will be tasked with holding the Flyboys at five. They have a three-run lead. His warm-up tosses are complete. Throw has been made down to second base, and it'll be 4-5-6 scheduled for Greenville here in the fifth inning. Starting with Joel Dragoo. Dragoo is 1-for-2 in this game. He's doubled, he's fouled out, and he scored a run. Gage Allen into the windup. Big left leg kick and the delivery. Outside corner to the right-hander, strike one. 6'3 right-hander, uses all of his frame, has a big left leg kick, and a long motion as he delivers to the plate. Again, looked like a breaking pitch that Dragoo fouled off. It's now nothing and two. O-2 pitch is grounded out to second. That's going to be fielded by Cease, who flips it on to first for out number one here in the fifth. Gage Allen, a four-pitch pitcher. Fastball 83 to 89. Sinker, slider, changeup. Batter now is Austin Bode. Pitch to Bode. Called strike, bottom of the zone. Allen sporting some blue shoes. Into the windup again in the 0-1. Tried to snap off a breaking pitch, but that's taken high. Nick Strong out of his crouch to catch that one. Bode taps on the plate twice and wields a cedar bat. Waves it around his left shoulder, and that one is spiked by Gage Allen. Two balls and a strike.
2-1. That one's out of play. Off to the left. That one might find the hill over there. Kids don't seem to be aware just yet that that is where the ball has landed. Might figure it out momentarily. As there's now a swarm of them over there. Joined our friend from earlier, 2-2 to Bode, as a breaking pitch sent it in the air out to left field. Oblas will race in now to his right and catch it for out number two. I think the wind played some tricks with that. But Oblas figured it out, and two up, two down for Allen here in the top of the fifth. 5-2 Greenville. One run in the second for both teams, four runs in the fourth for Greenville. State Liners just got one in the fourth inning, so a three-run lead. Aiden Hill, a big part of that three-run lead. He has three RBIs. Breakout game for Aiden Hill. First pitch to Aiden. Taken below his knees for strike one. Hill with an RBI ground out in the second and a two-run shot in the fourth. That was last inning. Sent it over the 20 to 25-foot wall. On a line, 0-1. That one missed low. Looked pretty similar to the last one, but Marvin Sims is giving the pitchers on both teams the bottom of that zone. 1-1. Check swing, and Hill didn't go. That one missed the zone. Now Allen the one with a chance to grumble a bit. Wallace Clark on deck. 2-1 to Hill. Taken low, three balls and a strike. Again, two games in the Appalachian League rained out today, but so far the Flyboys and the State Liners have lucked out. 3-1. Banged foul. Of course, once these two teams get through five innings, as long as it's not tied, it will be a complete game. Just taking a quick look at the radar. Looks good. Most of the heavier rain over near Knoxville and off to the west of there. Just a few light showers, which are in western North Carolina. 3-2 pitch to Hill. Ball four inside. So Hill with three good at-bats in this game. He's a two-out base runner now in the fifth. Flyboys scored two two-out runs in the last inning. Wallace Clark will be next. He is 0-for-1 with a pop-out and a walk. He's talking to hitting coach Mickey Tettleton about Clark on Sunday, and he said, yeah, Wallace Clark's a really good player. He plays great defense. We've seen that. And he has a lot of pop in his bat. Takes the first pitch at the top of the zone for strike one. But his swing's just a little bit too long. So saw him working in the cage, trying to just shorten up that swing just a bit. Because if Clark can get his timing right, he's going to start spraying the ball all over the yard. He's going to be running around for extra bases. Takes a curveball, looked like that time, that stays high. So you can just hear it. There's some guys that take batting practice and in games, and even if they're making a lot of outs, you can hear they have a ton of pop in their bat. Clark's one of those players. 1-1 is popped down the left field line. That one's over toward the hill. Out of play. The kids see it this time. The race is on. Who's going to win it? It's going to be our buddy from earlier who picks that one up. He's going to hold it up. There you go. Showing out down there. 1-2, runner goes from first, pitches up and away, throw down to second, is wide of the second base bag, off to the shortstop side. Stolen base for Aiden Hill, who continues to go back and forth with Johnny Pilla for the most steals on the team. His uniform is awfully dirty now, but he has his fifth steal of the year, which leads the team. 5-for-6 is Aiden Hill. Wallace Clark with a 2-2 count. Gage Allen sets, belly button height, brings the 2-2. And that one buckled Wallace Clark as he backs up off the plate. That one was inside. 4-count now. Light crowd at Boyce Cox Field, holds 2,000. A few fans scattered about. 3-2. And that one is spiked by Gage Allen. So for the third time in this game, the State Liners have issued back-to-back walks. Last time it did not work out for them, as Nick Barone came through with a 2-RBI triple. The time before they were okay, as Clark and Collins were stranded in the second. Avery Collins will be the batter now, switch hitting catcher, still batting left against the righty. Collins 0-for-1 in this game with a walk and a hard line out to right. Hit into some tough luck his last time up. First pitch to Collins. Big swing and a miss. Pitch up and away. Collins tried to turn on it, but missed it. Grayish, silverish bat for Avery, who stands tall in the left-handed batter's box and waves that bat around just behind his batting helmet, well above his left shoulder. And another big swing and a miss. Same pitch, same result. American flag standing still now as the clouds continue to move from right to left. They look ominous, dark silver and gray, but aren't producing rain at the moment. 0-2, big swing and a miss. So Gage Allen strikes out Avery Collins on three pitches and strands a couple runners here in the fifth, but the Flyboys still maintain a three-run lead. We're halfway home, Flyboys 5, State Liners 2, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day. That's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Let the Nyswanger Performing Arts Center entertain you. NPAC provides a variety of entertainment options from classic rock and country to bluegrass and captivating educational shows. NPAC has something for everyone. The 2023-2024 season is coming soon, and tickets go on sale July 6th at 10 a.m. Visit NPAC's website at npacgreenville.com or stop by the box office Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. NPAC is located on Tusculum Boulevard adjacent to Greenville High School.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Flyboys 5, State Liners 2 in game 1 of 2 from Boyce Coxfield. Howie Boxley here with you calling Greenville Flyboys baseball. Landon Willimon is going to attempt to be the first Greenville Flyboys starter to get through 5 innings as he will tangle with Nick Arias to start the bottom of the fifth. Arias is a 6-foot right-handed batter who attends the Great Baseball School of Grand Canyon University. First pitch to Arias in the sequence is popped up. That one will be out of play. Arias had a sacrifice fly back in the second inning. In fact, the Flyboys, since the rebranding in 2021 when we went from minor league baseball to summer collegiate league baseball, as the 0-1 to Arias misses inside, Flyboys have had 4 players drafted since that time. One of them attended Grand Canyon and played for Greenville in 2021. As the 1-1 pitch is sent pretty close to us. Yes, my buddy over here, Chris, is telling me, hey, heads up, that one was about, 20 feet off to my right. Again, that was the right height, though. If it's straightened out, 1-2 pitch is a curveball banged foul. So Taylor Aguilar attended Grand Canyon and was drafted by the Yankees in the 15th round of the 2022 draft, one of 4 players to be drafted for Greenville since the switch to summer collegiate baseball. 1-2, curveball, grounded out to short. Wallace Clark charges to his right. Man, he makes tough plays look easy. A nice play by Clark once again for out number one here in the fifth. Greenville will hope to have more players drafted, as well as the rest of the Appalachian League will, when the 2023 draft comes around at the beginning of July. But so far, 4 players drafted for Greenville since 2021. Taylor Aguilar, Cameron Wagner, Braden Nett, and Caswell Smith. As the batter now is Aiden Heberle, and he takes strike 1. Cameron Wagner attended Eastern Michigan, drafted by the Brewers in the 11th round of 2022, right-handed pitcher. A one to Heberle. Another strike. Landon Willman looks really good in this outing. His fastball is sharp. His curveball is breaking. He did hang one to Trey Oblas that he wants back, but other than that, not bad. 0-2 to Heberle. That one is taken down and away, but again, not a bad pitch with an 0-2 count to bring that curveball down and away. Braden Ed, another right-handed pitcher who attended St. Charles Community College, as Heberle checks his swing and takes ball two. He's drafted, He was signed by the Padres as an undrafted free agent. Those first three players played for Greenville in 2021. 2-2 pitch to Heberle. Curveball, swing and a miss. Landon Willeman picks up his second strikeout of the game. Two up, two down here in the fifth. Caswell Smith, the final player so far for Greenville to be drafted or signed by a major league team since 2021. Played last year, Caswell Smith, as Derek C. swings and misses, nothing and one. Caswell, College of Charleston, was signed by the Diamondbacks as an undrafted free agent last year. 0-1, top of the zone, strike two. Landon Willeman, a strike away from becoming the first Flyboy starter to qualify for a win. 0-2 to Cease upstairs. Willeman's pitch count still manageable, just in the upper 60s. I know that Andy Collins and company is not wanting to stretch out his staff too much, but we've seen guys pitch up into the 80s for Greenville this year. 1-2 is popped straight back, and that one is going to go right over top of the press box. That was right in line with me, but a little bit too high. That one had some heat on it, too. Be careful here in Bristol. 1-2 pitch, just missed the outside corner. Third baseman Johnny Pilla was jogging in from third base, but he'll have to head back to his position. Another 2-2. And that one misses upstairs. Cap comes off of Willeman, exposing his hair. Willeman works really fast. Gets ready and brings another 3-2. Strike three called. Derek Cease thought it was ball four. It was not. Landon Willeman threw five complete innings for Greenville. His team has a 5-2 lead as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth, Flyboys lead 5-2 over the State Liners. Gage Allen back out onto the mound, but Aiden Heberle will not be back out to right field. The defensive replacement here in the sixth inning for Bill Kinneberg and the Bristol State Liners, as Joe Cardinale is going to be out in right field. Tristan Ellis will be the batter to lead off the top of the sixth, and he takes up and away for ball one. Joe Cardinale, C-A-R-D-I-N-A-L-E. Cardenales. Ellis tries to lay down a bunt, but that one's foul all the way. It was placed well, but was a few feet left of the chalk the entire time. So Ellis will have to jog back to the left-handed batter's box. One-one pitch to Ellis. Big swing and a miss. Nice breaking pitch by Allen that time. Maybe the slider. Ball and two strikes. Pitch. And that was a breaking pitch that slipped out of the hands of Allen. It was way up and away so far that Strong couldn't even catch it. 2-2. Approaching astronomical summer, which will be tomorrow, the start of astronomical summer. 2-2 to Ellis, and that one's fouled away. Meteorological summer started on June 1st. Hasn't really felt like summer so far. 2-2 is out of play again. Look out over there. Some fans sitting on the top sixth row of the bleachers. Bleachers run across, and then there's concrete and some railing that support them. 2-2 to Ellis. And again, out of play. That one is over the heads of the fans over there and out of our view, but we hear the claps, so somebody on the hill must have caught it up there with a glove. A lot of kids over there that have gloves, so somebody must have caught it. It's a nice play. Another 2-2 to Ellis, and he takes it for strike three. So Tristan Ellis struck out for the second time in this game. Second strikeout of the game for Gage Allen, and one down here in the top of the sixth. Two teams will be scheduled to play another game tomorrow. Same time, same place, and we'll hope for some more of the same weather. It's turned out to not be bad. There was some rain earlier. Johnny Pilla's the batter. He fouls that one back, but take this all day. Temperature in the upper 60s to low 70s. Cloudy skies. It's fine. Perfect June weather. On the doorstep of astronomical summer. Oh, one to Pilla. Is slapped out to left field, and that's going to be played on one hop by Trey Oblas. So Johnny Pilla picks up his first base hit of the game, a one-out single here in the top of the sixth. Just two other games in progress in the Appalachian League as we had two postponements tonight. The Otterbots now lead the Axemen 3-1. That game's in the top of the fifth inning. The River Riders have extended their lead on the Whistle Pigs. Elizabethton leads 7-2. That game's in the top of the fourth inning. Johnson City and Pulaski, along with Bluefield and Burlington, both postponed due to rain. As Barone banks this one out to second. Might be a double play, but foul ball is going to be signaled. Or what happened there? So maybe a balk was called as Johnny Pilla has been awarded second base there. So home plate umpire called a balk, and that's really fortunate for Greenville as that was probably going to be a 4-6-3 double play. So instead it's Pilla on second with one out. 5-2 Greenville, top of the sixth, and Barone banks this one foul past third. Hey, Dennis Cook showing off the hands over there. Former 15-year Major League veteran still can field his position, even as the third base coach. Nice play by Cookie down there. Oh, 1-2 Barone. And that one is a breaker that stays high. Field is fairly well lit. Boyce Cox Field, also the home of Virginia High School baseball. There are some darker spots out in the right and left field corners, but for the most part, we can see. 1-1 to Barone. is hit hard out to center field. Jordan Austin retreating into the right center field gap. He's not going to get it. It's over his feet. It's over his head, and it one hops the chain link fence. Johnny Pilla is going to round third. He's going to score. RBI double for Nick Barone, who keeps on keeping on, and the Flyboys lead 6-2. How about Nick Barone in this game? A single, a triple, and now a double. And Nick Barone, just a long ball away from the cycle. He'll get at least one chance to complete the ever-elusive cycle. Gavin Boyle, the batter. 6-2 Greenville. Just one out here in the sixth. Pitch to Boyle. Catches the inside corner, strike one. Three RBIs in the game for Barone, 14 on the season. Chases home Johnny Pilla for the second time in this game, 11 runs for Johnny. As Pilla tries to catch Barone for the league for the team lead in runs, pitch to Boyle, misses outside. Barone might be getting fairly close to the top of the leaderboard in RBIs, and he is. With three RBIs in this game. 1-1 to Boyle. Way outside, 2-1. The league leader in RBIs coming into this game, Vince Vettori for the Sock Puppets, who has 15. His team not playing tonight. Colby Backus for Johnson City with 14. Another Burlington player with 14. Michael Callen Moss for Danville with 14. So at this point, Barone is tied for second in the league in RBIs, unless Michael Callen Moss has knocked in any, which is very possible in his game against the Axemen. But nonetheless, Nick Barone quickly climbing the league leaderboard. With a red hot start to week three. 2-1 to Boyle is roped out to second. Leaping grab by Derek Cease, who plays some nifty second base. He's able to get up and catch that. Luckily for Greenville, Barone was able to return to the second base bag just ahead of the throw. So a hard hit line out for Gavin Boyle. Two down now for Joel Dragoo. Dragoo, 1-for-3 in this game with a double. Defense plays him straight up. Cease is trying to hound Barone at the second base bag a little, so a hole on the right side as the pitch misses down and away to Joel. Backhand grab by Strong. See some tops of some mountains over just beyond the left field wall. Fortunately, no Pioneer Peak out there, though. 1-0. Check swing roller off the first base dugout. A 1-1 count. Herman Brothers Field in Palmer, Alaska, where I called baseball last summer. One of the most stunning views of all time in the game of baseball, with Pioneer Peak and the snowy mountaintop year-round. Beyond the left field fence and an elevation of 6,500 feet for that mountain. 1-1 is taken high by Dragoo. Johnny Stevens warming up down the left field line. 2-1 the count on Dragoo, and he bangs this one out to third. That's going to be a backhand stop by Kinneberg. His long throw is in time. What a play by Joe Kinneberg from the outfield grass. Off-balance throw, a three-hopper, which was dug out by Aries Gardner. Wow. Great play to end the top of the sixth, but Greenville adds on an RBI double by Nick Barone. Flyboys lead 6-2 as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Maybe he was born with his witty humor.
Some people bring joy wherever they go, some whenever they go.
Or as a Frontier newspaper reporter.
There's nothing to be learned from the second kick of a mule.
Maybe he got his insights from being a riverboat captain.
Never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference.
Wherever he went, Mark Twain found humor all around. Humor. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Grandpa, look what I got.
Wait till you see the bike we got for Jake. It is the coolest thing.
Hearing loss happens gradually with age, making it easy to ignore. Yet most older Americans aren't getting their hearing tested.
Dad, can you hear me?
Untreated hearing loss can keep your loved ones from enjoying what they cherish most. Don't let that happen. Speak up about hearing loss. You'll be glad you did. Brought to you by the American Speech Language Hearing Association.
Bottom of the sixth inning, and here comes flamethrower Connor Penrod on for the Greenville Flyboys in this game. He takes over for Landon Williman. Best start of the year for a Flyboys pitcher, Landon Williman. Five innings, two hits, two earned runs, one walk, three strikeouts for Williman, who was mightily effective against this Bristol State Liners lineup. And he will give way to Connor Penrod, pitcher of the week in week one of the league. Penrod will face the top of the State Liners order, starting with Jordan Austin, and deliver outside for ball one. Connor Penrod, four appearances. This is his fifth appearance, most on the team. 1-0 pitch, misses outside, 2-0. Five innings for Penrod. He has allowed one run. It wasn't earned, so no ERA for Penrod. He's walked two. He struck out 13. This ball is banged out to first. That's going to be fielded and shoveled underhanded to the covering Penrod by Nick Barone. A 3-1 putout of Jordan Austin starts the bottom of the sixth inning. 13 strikeouts for Penrod, now over 5 1/3 innings. He hasn't allowed a hit. He hasn't allowed an earned run. Walks and hits per innings pitched is now under .4. Week one pitcher of the week for Penrod, who hails from Bowling Green State University, a 20-year-old, 6'2", 195, and snaps off a breaking pitch for strike one to Tariq Freeney. O-1 from Penrod, another breaking pitch. This one catches the inside corner, and Connor is threatening to strike out Freeney here. Fastball, curveball, changeup for Connor, the 0-2. Struck him out. Fastball, top of the zone. Tariq Freeney couldn't resist. Credit Connor Penrod with his 14th strikeout of the season. Two up, two down here in the bottom of the sixth. Definitely caught the eye of many people as Connor Penrod across the Appalachian League, from players to coaches to scouts alike. As now Nick Strong will be the batter and foul this fastball back into the netting. Nothing and one. Pop out and a ground out for Strong. Getting late early here in Bristol, just 8:45 local time. Only been playing for about an hour 45 minutes, but Penrod trying to get us through inning number six as this one is swung on and hit into center. Aiden Hill is going to come in a few steps. He's going to catch it, and it's going to be a 1-2-3 inning for Connor Penrod. Greenville having a good game thus far. They lead the State Liners 6-2. We're through six complete as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh inning, a quick game so far from Bristol as the State Liners are on to their third pitcher of the night. That pitcher, Johnny Stevens. Johnny Stevens takes over for Gage Allen. Allen went two innings, allowed two hits, one earned run, two walks, and two strikeouts for Gage Allen as he will give way to Johnny Stevens. Here in the top of the seventh. Stevens making his third appearance of the year, a 21-0 ERA for Johnny, who's pitched three innings, allowed seven earned runs and six hits. He's given up a homer, two walks, and three strikeouts. His first pitch to Austin Bode, taken for ball one. Bode 1-for-3 in this game, the 1-0. Taken downstairs, and no, called strike. So another friendly call at the bottom of the zone from Marvin Sims. Two walks, three strikeouts for Stevens so far this year, and he snaps off a breaking ball. That catches the bottom of the zone for strike two. Stevens sports number 7 on the back of his jersey and delivers a 1-2, which is slapped down the left field line by Austin Bode. Long run for Oblast, still coming. Is that a fair ball? It is not. That just missed the chalk by a foot or maybe 2 feet. So Austin Bode will head back to the left-handed batter's box with a 1-2 count. Stevens attends Walter State Community College. 6'1", 175-pound right-handed hurler. Again, coming in with a 21 ERA. Through his first two appearances, he was in the Appalachian League last season with the Johnson City Doughboys. He brings another 1-2 to Bode, and this is hit hard into right field. That one's through the four hole. And a base hit for Austin Bode. Eighth hit of the game for Greenville. Flyboys lead 6-2 and have another leadoff man aboard. So far in this game, they've had their leadoff man on in now 5 of 7 innings. They've cashed him in their first 4 times. Aiden Hill is having a breakout game. 3 RBIs for Hill, a 2-run homer. He's walked. Awesome game for the Greenville center fielder who's been working so hard. Pickoff attempt, and Austin Bode back in with a head-first dive. Johnny Stevens at Johnson City last season was 1-0 over 2 appearances. Allowed 2 earned runs through 6 1/3 innings pitched for the Doughboys. Pitch to Hill. Downstairs, 1-0. Johnny dangles his right arm down around his right thigh. He looks over his shoulder at Austin Bode. He sets letter high and brings to Hill, and that one's right back where it came from, a rifle shot through the middle for Aiden Hill. Almost slapped Stevens right in the small of his back, but he was able to put on his best dance move and watch that baseball gallop into center field. So Aiden Hill with an excellent game. Productive at bats every time for Hill. As it's now runners on first and second for Greenville, trying to extend their 4-run lead. Wallace Clark, the batter, he's reached twice via walk. See if he can run into one against Johnny Stevens. And now time is going to be granted. Catcher Nick Strong wanted to pause in the action. You will go through the signs again with Johnny. And on second base, so the signs may be a bit more complicated here. First pitch of the sequence to Clark. Looked like a slider that time and a called strike over the inside corner to the switch hitter batting left against the righty. A one. And that one hits Clark on the way by. Looked like it hit him on his front foot. He is okay. He's been hit now three times this year already, and he just got with the team last week. So that will load the bases for Greenville as they try to blow this thing wide open against Bristol. Trying to deal the death knell. And Ted Power, the pitching coach for Bristol, will stalk out slowly with his black rain jacket. Take off his red cap for a moment and scratch his head. As Bristol has been doing a lot of head scratching in this game, not very many answers for the home team so far. Meeting on the mound is between catcher, pitcher, and pitching coach. First baseman and third baseman are in near the mound, but they're kind of just circling in that area. Home plate umpire Marvin Sims is headed out to break up this song and dance. He'll join at first, though. Offer his thoughts on how Johnny Stevens can improve. I'm always really interested in what happens here when the home plate umpire comes out and appears to join the meeting for a little while. It's like, what, does he have something to say to Johnny about how to get these Greenville hitters out, or what's the deal, Marvin? Conspiring? We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Base is loaded for Avery Collins. 6-2 Flyboys. Nobody out, top of the seventh. Johnny Stevens, ready to go back to work. He stares in, sets, and brings it. Outside, no place to put Avery Collins. Stevens, fastball, sinker, curveball, changeup. Pitch mix. 1-0. That misses outside, 2-0 to the hometown kid, Avery Collins. Spent most of his childhood either in Atlanta or Greenville. And he is the two-year Flyboys veteran. 2-0 to him. Healthy cut, but out of play, out toward the hill over there on the left. Sun was never out, but you can tell that it is virtually set now as we approach 9 o'clock Eastern time. Howie Boxley here with you, calling Greenville Flyboys baseball. 2-1 pitch to Collins. Up and away, three balls and a strike. Tristan Ellis is on deck, but the bases are full right now. Flyboys will be happy to make some room. 3-1. They will make room. Avery Collins will get an RBI free pass. He will score Austin Bode from third base. And the Flyboys lead 7-2. RBI number 5 on the year for Avery Collins as he scores Austin Bode from third base. Second run of the game for Bode, fifth of the season. Aiden Hill will move to third. Clark will move to second. And now Tristan Ellis. Same situation. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Pitch to Ellis. Top of the zone and a called strike. Flyboys in the midst of a six-game road stand. However, good news for them is that they are all sleeping in their own beds tonight. Bristol just about an hour away. So after this game, we'll head home and then head back here tomorrow. 0-1 to Ellis. Big swing and a miss. 0-2. Flyboys, if this result holds up, are going to be eager to hop on the bus tomorrow afternoon and head back to Bristol. With the way they pitched and hit, 0-2 to Ellis. Tried a curveball, but that one missed outside. They might run as fast to the bus as the pitchers did when they thought that they were going to get to take batting practice. An unfortunate turn of events for the pitchers. 1-2 pitch to Ellis, up and away, 2-2. Our hitting coach, Mickey Tettleton, he loves to joke. He said, watch this. And he called the pitchers in, who were shagging balls in the outfield for the hitters during batting practice. And the pitchers came sprinting in, as Mickey said, faster. They ran faster than they have all year. 2-2 pitch to Ellis, just missed, 3-2. And they got there, and they were trying to scurry to get the batting helmets and the bats and the batting gloves. They were so excited to take BP, and Mickey said, thanks for your great shagging, fellas, and walked off the field, and the look on their faces turned. 3-2 pitch to Ellis, strike three, called top of the zone. Ellis has the hat trick in this game, and he's out number one here in the seventh. That was pretty cruel from hitting coach Mickey Tettleton, as the looks went from joy and adulation to heartbreak as they realized they were not going to get to take BP. Of course, most of that is just you're not going to get a pitcher hurt taking batting practice is the main reason. Johnny Pilla bats now and takes outside. Flyboys lead 7-2 here. They've out-hit the State Liners 9-2. They have the bases loaded here in the top of the seventh with one out. And their leadoff hitter, Johnny Pilla, up there, the 1-0, is hit in the air to center field. It's going to be playable for Austin if he can find it in the lights. He does. Tagging from third is Aiden Hill. Here comes the throw. It's not in time. Sacrifice fly for Johnny Pilla. He drives home Aiden, and Greenville leads 8-2. It's another one of those ABs with a runner on third and less than two outs that Mickey Tettleton's been talking about. Free RBIs, you got to get those. Been so disappointed in the Greenville batters. They haven't been able to get those runs in as frequently as he would like, but so far they've done good in this game. They're now 2-for-3 with Tristan Ellis' strikeout. And here comes Nick Barone, a chance to hit for the cycle. He's a home run away. Single, triple, double. For Barone, he bats with two on and two out. 8-2 Greenville in the pitch. Inside. One-oh pitch from Johnny Stevens. There's a slider strike. Traffic still circulates about beyond the outfield premises in the neighborhood streets and the adjacent roads. See some brake lights. 1-1. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, says Will Ferguson. I think that was the proper call. A ball and two strikes now on Barone. Seventh man to hit in the inning, Nick Barone. Flyboys had eight men hit in a four-run fourth. Two already in here in the seventh. 1-2 is a breaking ball hit in the air. This is not going to be a home run as Trey Oblas is back, but now it's going to fall in between Trey Oblas and the shortstop, Nick Arias, who was out. I guess Oblas lost it in the lights. So it's not a home run, but it's a four-hit game for Nick Barone, who gets credited with a double, of course. Give him another RBI, four in the game, as Wallace Clark scores. And Greenville leads 9-2. Avery Collins to third base on that high double hit by Nick Barone. Clearly, Oblas lost that one in the lights, as that one hung up for forever. Should have been a routine flyout, but instead, it's four RBIs in the game for Barone. Inning continues for Gavin Boyle. The pitch. Swung on and roped into center field. That ball's hit really hard, and it's not going to be caught. It's going to one-hop the fence and score two. Gavin Boyle scorches one to straightaway center. He wants three. Here comes the relay. Feet first slide. Safe. Gavin Boyle picks up two RBIs. 11-2 Greenville. Five runs in the inning for the Flyboys. Joel Dragoo will be the ninth man to hit in the frame. Boyle with his first two RBIs of the year. Barone scores for the 13th time. Avery Collins scores for the third time. And now Joel Dragoo, as it's a head party here from Boyce Cox Field. Inside corner on Dragoo, strike one. Eleven hits for the Flyboys in this game. 0-1 to Dragoo is a breaker grounded foul. Baseball must look like a beach ball in this game for the Flyboys hitters. Hitting is contagious. Flyboys won a back-and-forth contest on Sunday against the Otterbots. They blew three leads but held their fourth. Maybe that was the win they needed to get on a hot streak. 0-2 pitch to Dragoo. Strike three called. Outside corner, but Greenville sends nine men to the plate in the seventh inning. They score five times on four hits, no errors, one man left on third. Seventh inning stretch time. Time to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game from Bristol, Virginia. Flyboys 11, Stateliners 2, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we provide more than $150 billion each year in grants, loans, and work study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Many Americans have missed regular dental care in the past few years. It's important to see a dentist twice a year to identify any problems early. Taking care of your oral health helps overall health. Brushing at least twice a day with fluoride toothpaste and flossing daily can help prevent oral health problems. For more information, visit hrsa.gov/oral-health.
Bottom of the seventh inning, the Flyboys with a 9-run lead on the Stateliners. Howie Boxley here with you as Greenville scores five more times in the top of the seventh, and they will send their flamethrower out of the pen, Connor Penrod, back out for his second inning of work. He will face Aries Gardner. Ball one. Pitch is fouled off by Gardner, a 1-1 count. Gardner 0-for-1 in this game. He's walked and scored. Only three base runners in this contest for the Stateliners. 1-1. This is outside, two balls and a strike, one walk and two hits. The only things that have been allowed by the Flyboys pitching staff, which has consisted of Landon Williman and now Connor Penrod, who delivers just low. Oblas is on deck. Trey is 2-for-2 in this game. 3-1 is lifted out of play over the press box off to my left. Full count. Three, 2 out of play. Penrod in his first inning of work, ground out, strike out, fly out. 14 strikeouts now for Connor Penrod. And another full count pitch, swing and a miss. 15 strikeouts now for Connor Penrod as he got Gardner to go wailing away for out number one here in the seventh. Trey Oblas, the only man in this game for the home team that hasn't been out yet. Everyone else has been out at least two times. Time to set down Oblas, who takes a called strike. 11-2, Greenville, bottom of the seventh. Oblas fouls this one straight back. That one almost came to the press box just to our left. Next pitch to Oblas, misses high, a ball and two strikes. Coming into this game, Penrod was tied for fifth with 13 strikeouts as this one is sitting down the left field line foul. So now with 15 of them, he moves into a tie for fourth in the league. 1-2. And that pitch bounces up there to Oblas. 12 for his first 35. Trey Oblas with an average well over 300. He's hit two home runs now. Hit a long one earlier tonight. Oblas attends Utah. And awaits a 2-2 pitch. And that one bounces up there. Penrod has gone full to the first two hitters here in the seventh inning. Penrod brings the 3-2. And that one is hit down the left field line. That one's curling, and it's off the visiting clubhouse. Weird thing about the way they have it set up here is the home dugout is on the third base side. The visiting dugout's on the first base side. However, the visiting clubhouse is on the third base side, and the home clubhouse is on the first base side. So I don't know how they decided or configured that, but that's strange. Another 3-2 to Oblas is hit in the air out to left. Long run, still coming, and making a catch around his waist is Austin Bode. That's an important out as it preserves Connor Penrod's hitless streak, as Penrod has now tossed 6 2/3 innings in relief in the App League in 2023, still yet to allow a hit. Joe Kinneberg will be next, as Oblas is retired for the first time in this game. Kinneberg is 0-2. Pitch from Penrod is a fastball hit down the right field line, but that will be over the Flyboys bullpen and out of play. Nine in a row retired by the Flyboys pitching staff. Penrod trying to make it 10 straight here with Kinneberg up there. The 0-1. Looked like a breaking pitch that missed down and away. A ball and a strike. One one is cued down the right field line. That's a foul ball. Kinneberg down to his final strike. One, two from Penrod. Sweet 16. 16 strikeouts for Connor Penrod to start the 2023 season. We are through seven innings from Bristol. Greenville 11, State Liners 2, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Well, Well, Greenville is glad that the weather held. Bristol, not so much. Flyboys lead 11-2 as the game moves into the eighth frame. Flyboys sent 9 to the plate in the seventh. Started with an Austin Bode single. Austin Bode will start the eighth inning. Once again against Johnny Stevens, who was hit for 5 runs charged to him in the seventh. So Johnny kind of on mop-up duty here in a 9-run game. Righty into the windup, left leg kick and the pitch. Strike one outside corner to the left-hander Austin Bode. Bode with a good game and his return to the lineup. Again, was not with the Flyboys for their last 4 games. He is 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored. And takes a called strike. Kingsport has retaken the lead over the Otterbots. They now lead 7-4 in the bottom of the 6th. Axemen come in 4-8 in last place in the West. 0-2 to Bode is swung on and hit in the air to left center field. Oblas will not lose this one in the lights. He'll catch it for out number 1. If you missed it in the 7th inning, Nick Brown hit what appeared to be a fly out to left to end the 7th inning, but it turned into a ball that was dropped by Oblas. It fell down in front of him as he lost it into the lights. Turned into an RBI double for Barone. Boyle followed with the 2 RBI triples, so that resulted in 3 extra runs for Greenville and extended their lead. Good game for Aiden Hill. Great game for Aiden Hill. First pitch to him is slapped into left center field. That's going to get down for another hit. Have yourself a night, Aiden Hill. Single here in the 8th inning. Aiden Hill is smoking hot here in Bristol. RBI ground out his first time up. A 2-run laser his second time up. A walk his third time up. A single and a run scored in the 7th. A single here in the 8th. Squared that baseball up. Breakout party for Aiden Hill. Wallace Clark has reached base 3 times. He's up now. First pitch to Clark. Taken downstairs. The River Riders still have their 6-run lead over the Whistle Pigs. 8-2. That game is in the bottom of the 6th. Steven stares down Clark. Sets letter high and delivers. Paints a corner. Pops the mitt of Strong. Marvin Sims holds out his right finger to signal strike 1. American flag is whipping around out in center. Wind blowing in from left to right tonight. The 1-1. Missed the top of the zone. 2 balls and a strike. Doughboys and River Turtles along with the Ridge Runners and the Sock Puppets. Both those games were postponed due to weather. We were unsure if we were going to get this game in for a long time, but we have. 2-1 to Clark. Big swing and a miss. Clark was trying to unload on that pitch, but missed every stitch of it. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two-two pitch to Wallace Clark. Tipped into the mitt of Nick Strong. Johnny Stevens picks up his second strikeout. 2 down here in the 8th. Nine-run lead for Greenville. Aiden Hill on first with 2 down here in the top of the 8th. Avery Collins had an RBI base on balls his last time up. He's 0-for-2 with 2 free passes. Switch hitter batting left all game against these righties and watches that one bounce up and skip away from Nick Strong. That will allow Aiden Hill to advance to second base on the very wild pitch. Time's going to be called and a new baseball is going to be delivered from Sims to Strong and then from Strong to Stevens. One oh to Collins. Almost caught him on the back left knee. 2-0. Eleven runs on 12 hits for Greenville. 2-2-1 for the State Liners. 2-0. Sent in the air, out to left center field, hit pretty well by Collins, but under it and catching it is Trey Oblas to retire the side. So Greenville picks up a hit and nothing else in the eighth inning, but they lead by 9 runs as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fans, when you come out to the ballpark, make sure to stop by our concession stands to get yourself a nice Juice Elm Hill hot dog. Elm Hill, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth, Flyboys 11, State Liners 2. Connor Pinrock back out for his third inning of work in this outing. This is his fifth outing of the season for Pinrod. If you combine those together and add his 2 innings from tonight, he's gone 7 innings where he hasn't allowed an earned run. He hasn't allowed a hit. And he will try to continue those trends here in the eighth when he will face Nick Arias, Joe Cardinale, and Derek Cease. Nick Arias is first. Arias is 0-for-1 in this game with a sacrifice fly. Only 3 base runners in this one, allowed by Willeman and now Pinrod. First pitch to Arias, top of the zone, and a called strike. Makes Pinrod so effective is his ability to ramp up his fastball and cut his fastball. His 0-1 is a fastball that pops the mitt. Nothing in two. So he's got that, then he has a plus curveball that snaps off, and he has a changeup that he can mix in to throw off the hitter's timing. He's quickly ahead of Arias, nothing in two. And this one is set on the ground, out to second. Tristan Ellis to his left. Nice play by Ellis for out number one. Thought that ball might find right field, but it didn't. 7 in a row set down by Pinrod in this game. If you go back to when Landon Willeman was pitching, it's 9 in a row set down. As the batter now will be Joe Cardinale. And he will send that one off to the right foul. Cardinale came on in the 6th inning as a defensive replacement for Aiden Heberle. So he's getting his first look now in the 8th, 0-1. Just missed, 1-1. Cardinale, not Cardinal, C-A-R-D-I-N-A-L-E, Cardinale. 1-1. Called strike, 1-2. So wind picks up a little bit here. Cardinale, 7 for his first 27, a 259 average for Joe. And the 0-2 is sent on the ground to short. Should be playable for Clark. It is, as he guns it across for the second out. So Pinrod keeping the ball on the ground here in the 8th inning. State Liners down to their final 4 outs in a 9-run game. As Derek Cease will be the batter. Cease is grounded out to Clark. He has also struck out looking. Derek Cease pinwheels a black bat over his left shoulder, waves it around up there, and awaits the offering from Pinrod, which is taken downstairs. Backhand stop by Avery Collins to keep the baseball clean. Pinrod brings the 1-0. And this one is fouled straight over the press box again.
Hey, what's up?
Seen a number of foul balls.
I'm here for the dollar hot
As you can hear somebody down below yelling, he's here for the dollar hot dogs. Man, me too. That pitch misses high to Derek Cease, 2-1. Can't go wrong with the dollar hot dog. Flyboys will have Thirsty Thursday, this upcoming Thursday at home, as the pitch misses high, 3-1 now to Cease. Let's come out for that. Got a ton of fun stuff going on at Pioneer Park over the coming weeks. Check out the promotional schedule online, 3-1 pitch, ball four. So first base runner allowed by Penrod in this game. It's a base on balls. It's the first base runner since the fourth inning for the State Liners when Oblas had an oblast to right field. So the streak of 12 straight retired is snapped. And the batter is Jordan Austin. Big swing and a miss. 11 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Flyboys. 2 runs, 2 hits, 1 error for the State Liners. Connor nods and delivers. Big swing and a miss. Fastball plus fastball over there on the outside. Jordan Austin was tardy. The 0-2. Missed downstairs. Penrod tried with the changeup, but Austin laid off. Penrod sets just above his belt and delivers. And that one is slapped on the ground into right field. So Jordan Austin picks up the first hit of the season on Connor Penrod. The ball is bobbled in right field by Joel Dragoo. That's going to be an E9 on Dragoo, which allows Derek Cease to go from second to third. It allows Austin to go from first to second. So you knew that that streak couldn't last forever for Penrod, but it lasted quite a long time. 7 2/3 innings for Penrod without allowing a hit. He allows a single, and now an E9 allows both runners to advance into scoring position for Tariq Freeney, who will try to bring home a couple runners here. Pitch misses outside, 1-0 to the right-hander Tariq Freeney. Freeney, foul out, fly out, strikeout. Curveball that time, just missed, 2-0. 9-run game here in the bottom of the eighth. Turned into a pretty night without the rain. 2-0 is lifted down the right field line. That's a foul ball. Some pine trees standing off just beyond the left center field fence. Tops of those trees are swaying just a bit. American flag flowing freely behind the center field wall. 8 stadium lights shining down on the field of play. 2-1 to Freeney is sent in the air out to center. Aiden Hill to his left has it, and Connor Penrod allows his first hit, but he doesn't allow a run here in the eighth inning. 3 scoreless innings pitched by Connor Penrod. We're through 8 complete. Flyboys 11, State Liners 2, as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. You'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience. top of the ninth. One inning left to play. It's the Flyboys lead the State Liners 11-2. 9-1-2 due up for Greenville in this inning, starting with Tristan Ellis, who will face off with Johnny Stevens. Johnny in a bit of a mop-up role here for the State Liners, but hey, that's valuable, eating up some innings for Bristol as they will look to bounce back tomorrow. First pitch from Johnny, lifted out of play, off to the left, that's on the hill, nothing in one. Where did the kids go? There they are. They reappear out from behind my view. One of them races down there to pick up the baseball. Tristan Ellis, 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. 0-1 to him. Just misses outside, 1-1. Only one flyboy in this game has not scored a run. That's Gavin Boyle. Boyle has a couple of RBIs. He's been stranded on third and first. All other eight starters for Greenville has scored at least one run. As Ellis gets something in his eye here, and he needs time to recollect himself outside the left-handed batter's box, digging around in his left eye with his batting glove and trying to blink that out. So bug or some dirt or something flew in there. Stevens into the windup, the 1-1. That one's taken outside. White batting gloves for Ellis. Wags a gray bat softly over his left shoulder and awaits the 2-1, which misses up and away, three balls and a strike. Top of the order lurking for Greenville. Nick Barone will have one more chance in this game to hit for the cycle. He'll be due up third in this inning. The 3-1. Swing and a shot into left field. There you go, Tristan Ellis. Bakes knock for Tristan. And a leadoff runner aboard here in the ninth inning. Flyboys have had their leadoff runner on in six of the nine innings. They've scored him in the previous five chances. As that'll bring up the top of the order, and Johnny Pilla. Be back here tomorrow night in Bristol. Same time, same place, 7 o'clock, minorleaguebaseball.com. Howie Boxley be there with you. Calling Flyboys baseball all year long. Johnny Pilla takes a called strike. Pilla is 1-for-3 in this game. He's singled. He scored twice. He has a sacrifice fly. So one RBI for Johnny. Johnny to Johnny. Stevens to Pilla, and Pilla taps this one softly off the plate. That's going to be fielded by his counter, Johnny, who will overhand flip to first base to retire Pilla. Ellis scrambles down to second base on the 1-3 put out of Pilla. One down here in the ninth. And wow, so instead of a chance for Nick Barone to hit for the cycle, it's going to be Jack Mosh who pinch hits in this spot, ending the night for Nick Barone. That's a little bit unfortunate for fans of the cycle. Pinch hitter in the ninth, it's Jack Mosh, with a runner on second and one out. And that pitch misses outside. I'm sure if I ask Cook after the game, he'll say he didn't even know. And maybe didn't even care, as Nick Barone ends his night 4-for-5 with a single, a triple, two doubles, and four RBIs, a run scored as well for the Flyboys first baseman, who will give way to Jack Mosh, who takes low 2-0. Mosh, I assume, will stay in the game and play first base in the bottom of the ninth. He's been over there before. Mosh with the highest average on the Flyboys team, 423. Takes down and in 3-0. He had a crazy streak going, coming into the series against the Otterbots, where he had reached base in three straight games at least four times. Jack Mosh reached base four times in three straight games, which is just nuts. And he takes a called strike. Barone did extend his run streak. So Nick Barone has now scored a run in six straight games. That's a pretty impressive streak as well. Mosh ahead 3-1. And that pitch misses down and in, so Jack Mosh will take first base. He walks, Runners on first and second here in the ninth. Gavin Boyle will be next. Crushed an RBI, a two RBI triple to center field his last time up. That was over the head of Jordan Austin. 11-2 Flyboys, top of the ninth. Pitch to Boyle. Called strike. In the bottom of the ninth, it'll be 3-4-5 for the State Liners. 0-1 to Boyle. Way outside. Strong out of his crouch to catch that one, which would have hit a right-handed batter. Boyle, though, a lefty. White undershirt peeks out around his neck. The 1-1. Misses low, two balls and a strike, as you can hear the wind whipping again. Oh, for good weather tomorrow, too. One swing and a shot into right field. That's a base hit, and that one is bounding into right field. Cardinale with a great play to cut that one off, as that one was spinning and looked like it had eyes for the corner. But Joe hustling here in the top of the ninth to hold Boyle to a single and everybody to one base. Mosh to second, Ellis to third. Boyle with his second hit of the game. He's 2-for-6. And now Joel Dragoo. Dragoo 1-for-5 in this game with a double and a run scored. First run of the game scored for Greenville. Bases loaded again here in the ninth. Pitch to Dragoo. That is over his head. No advance in a 9-run game. It was all the way to the backstop. Greenville content to not have any more collisions at the plate. Part of that might be Tristan Ellis was already banged up on a play at the plate earlier in the year when he was sent around third on a single and had no lane to slide in and hurt his knee. Had to miss a couple games with that hurt knee, so no reason to risk it in a 9-run game. 1-0 to Dragoo. Outside corner, 1-1. One one to Dragoo. That one comes inside, almost hits him again. Two balls and a strike. The Axemen maintain their lead against the Otterbots. That game is 7-4 in the top of the eighth. Otterbots though with two on and nobody out. Otterbots lead in the East. They will lead after tonight as well, as this pitch is sent down the right field line. A long run for Cardinale, still coming in foul territory. He's not going to catch it. If he did, it would have been an easy sacrifice fly for Joel Dragoo. But instead, he'll head back with a 2-2 count. With Burlington's game being postponed, the worst that the Otterbots can be at the end of the night is a half game ahead of the Sock Puppets in the Eastern Division. River Riders still lead the Whistle Pigs 8-2. That game has moved into the bottom of the seventh. River Riders trying to improve to 8-5. 11-2 here. 2-2. Swing and a shot hammered to left. Joel Dragoo with a grand salami. And the Flyboys lead 15-2. No doubter for Joel Dragoo. As he picks up RBIs 10 through 13. Chases home Tristan Ellis, Jack Mosh, and Gavin Boyle. And it's a 13-run lead for Greenville. Austin Bode, the batter, takes outside 1-0. First grand slam of the year for Greenville. Second home run in the game. As Dragoo timed one up. Johnny Stevens taking a beating in this outing, but eating up innings. Takes upstairs 2-0. Stevens has now allowed 9 earned runs in his appearance, which continues. 2-0 to Bode is tipped in and out of the mitt of Strong. 2 balls and a strike. 1 run in the second, 4 in the 4th, 1 in the 6th, 5 in the 7th, 4 at least here in the 9th for Greenville. 2-1 to Bode. Swing and a miss. The 2-2. Bounces up there, full count. Pay off to Bode. Out of play. Off to the left of the press box. Flyboys might be on the verge of taking off here. You could feel that they had that potential. 3-2 to Bode, out of play again. Greenville, that 4-game over the road trip to Bluefield and Danville may have been the best thing that could have happened to them, as they got to spend a lot of time together in a pair of hotels. They got to spend 8 to 9 hours on a bus together. Had a little karaoke going on, had classic baseball bus game mafia happening constantly, as Bode takes down and in a walk to Austin Bode. And you could just really feel that the team was starting to bond a little bit more and come together. A huge win against Danville on Sunday, and now the bats have broken out in a big way against the State Liners in this one. It's a season high in runs with 15. They've tied their season high in hits with 15. One more, they will break that as Aiden Hill takes a called strike. Aiden Hill with the game of the night to this point, which is saying a lot considering we have 15 runs and 15 hits. Takes a called strike top of the zone. Picked up the first RBI in the game, the first home run in the game. He's had a productive at-bat every time. He's appearing at the plate for the 6th time. He's behind 0-2. Stevens brings it, and that pitch misses outside. One and two on Hill. Bode on first. 4 already in the 9th. The pitch. Swung on and hit into right field, but that's going to be caught by Derek Cease. So Hill tried to keep his perfect night going, but unfortunately Derek Cease had other ideas as he backed up and made a catch backpedaling into right field. So that's okay, Hill. Baseball's a game of failures. Wallace Clark steps in. 8th man to hit in the inning. And the pitch to Clark is a called strike. It's sort of been the interesting thing for Greenville tonight is, yes, they have 15 runs, but it's been big innings. They had 4 in the 4th, 5 in the 7th, and now 4 in the 9th. 1-1 to Clark. Down and in, a ball and a strike. Run lead here for Greenville. 1-1. That one's out of play. Multiple offensive explosions now on the season for the Flyboys. This is their 13th game. They scored 13 runs against Kingsport last Tuesday. They scored 14 runs against the Ridge Runners last Friday. And now 15 runs this Tuesday. So 3 games of at least 13 runs over the last week for the Flyboys bats, who are suddenly clicking. That pitch just missed to Clark. It's 2-2. Wallace looking for his first hit of the game. The pitch. And that one's spoiled out of play. Back up on the hill, another souvenir. Two-two pitch to Clark. Swing and a miss. Johnny Stevens strikes out Wallace Clark, but not before Joel Dragoo hits a grand slam over the left field wall. All Flyboys here in game one from Bristol. They lead the State Liners 15-2 as we have three outs to get. And you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
As an educator, Mr. Nelson's teachings are still being quoted in school.
Education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world.
Mr. Nelson taught hope.
Everyone can rise above their circumstances if they are dedicated and passionate.
And giving our best efforts.
It's always impossible until it's done.
Mr. Nelson Mandela's teachings not only united a nation, they inspire us today. Inspiration. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. This boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. The General Morgan Inn is the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Plan your visit now by calling 423-787-1000.
To get for the Flyboys. They lead the State Liners 15-2. Connor Penrod going to be asked to go out here for the final inning. As Penrod has a chance to pick up the save here if he can record the final three outs thanks to the three-inning rule. He's already pitched three innings. He's trying to complete the fourth as this one has popped straight up. And Collins is going to be out of room as that one is going to bang on the bleachers just below us by about 20 yards as that one landed on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th row. And somebody sporting an old-time jersey has it. 1-1. Now the count on Nick Strong. Pitch is fouled straight back, and that one was pretty close, just over the press box. Trying to make sure my man Chris over here is paying attention in a 13-run game. 1-2. Check swing. Did he go? No, says Will Ferguson. Penrod was looking for his fourth strikeout of the outing. He has given up his first hit. Not sure how Cook hasn't pulled him at this point. I mean, just ridiculous for Penrod. He's given up a hit. He's walked somebody, just terrible outing for Connor, really. Joking, of course. 2-2 to Strong. And that one is fouled straight back into the netting. Another 2-2 from Penrod. Check swing. He definitely went this time. Pitch in the dirt. Collins will have to pick it up in front of the plate to complete the strikeout. Nick Strong is out number one here in the ninth. Strikeout number four for Penrod in the outing, number 17 on the season. As Connor continues to climb the strikeout leaderboard. Left-hander Aries Gardner now in his fourth plate appearance, and he slaps that one hard, but out to Clark, who bobbles it. bobbles it again, and no chance to get Aries Gardner. So normally the shorthanded Wallace Clark makes a mistake out at short in a 13-run game. E6 will be charged to him. Second error of the game on Clark. Excuse me. Second error of the game on the Flyboys. First on Clark. The first one was charged to Joel Dragoo out in right field. So the batter now is Trey Oblas. Best game of any of the state liners. And the pitch to Oblas is smacked up the middle. Second hit off Connor Penrod. And for Connor, he's just glad that that didn't take his head off, as that one was seeking Penrod, and he had to duck underneath that. So Oblas re-delivers the service. And he's 3-for-4. So great game for Trey Oblas, one of the few bright spots in this one for the state liners. Two on and one out as they try to score on Connor Penrod here. Penrod has been scored on one time this year. It was an unearned run, though, as Joe Kinneberg is the batter now. And that one spiked. Good block by Collins. Of course, if Aries Gardner scores, that will be an unearned run as he reached on an E6. Trey Oblas' run is fair game for the moment, though. Kinneberg 0-for-3 with a pop out, a ground out, and a strikeout. Facing Penrod for the second time. And that pitch misses high, so Connor might be running out of gas a little bit here in the ninth. Nobody tossing down the right field line, so it's Connor's game. Penrod has now thrown 59 pitches. Deep breath in the 2-0. And spiked that one. Another block by Collins off the chest protector. It's a little bit unfortunate here. Penrod's had such a good start to the season. The last thing you want is for him to lose any confidence at all in a 13-run game, but also wanting to save some innings, of course. So a bit of a tightrope walk being done here by Dennis Cook and the rest of the Flyboys staff. Kinneberg way ahead 3-0. And there's one right down the chute. Nick Arias on deck. 3-1 to Kinneberg. Is grounded out to third. Going to be fielded by Pilla. He's going to go to second for one. On to first. Scooped out by Mosh. Double play. A game ending 5-4-3 for the Greenville Flyboys, who win 15-2 here in Bristol. Have some totals here for you in a moment. And then set the stage for tomorrow. Give Connor Penrod the save. He earned it. First save of the year for Connor Penrod as he reaches the three-inning threshold. Time of game is going to be 2 hours and 46 minutes. 4-0 Road team, the Greenville Flyboys, an offensive explosion. Greenville scores 15 times on 15 hits, 2 errors, 10 men left on base for the Flyboys. For the state liners, they muster 2 runs on 4 hits, 1 error, 4 men left on base. Greenville improves to 6-7. They'll pick up a half game on the idle Johnson City Doughboys. The state liners fall to 7-6. They will be 2.5 back entering tomorrow's action. Landon Williman picks up the win. He's 1-1 now on the year. Harold Baez takes the loss for the state liners. He's 0-1 again. The save for Penrod. Time of game, 2 hours, 46 minutes. We'll be back here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for game 2 of 2 in this series between the Greenville Flyboys and the Bristol State Liners. I've been Howie Boxley calling Greenville Flyboys baseball. I hope all of you have a great rest of your Tuesday night, and as always, stay fly.